Live in the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gere. I am America's voice. God bless America and God bless you for being here. We've got a lot to talk about. It's the Steve Gere Show. Here to flush out the weasel politicians, the tech giants, the babbling herd of sheep. They've all got to go. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, dozens of illegal aliens found dead in a semi-tractor trailer rigged near the Mexican border, and the governor of Texas is blaming Joe Biden and his failed policies for the tragedy. Number two, another huge win for conservatives in the Supreme Court as a football coach fired for praying after games on the 50-yard line scores for religious liberty and leaves the left screaming again. And number three, it really has been a clean sweep for conservatives as they keep racking up big wins at the United States Supreme Court. If this was the judicial championships, this would be a rout, a sweep. Last week, we saw major decisions supporting kids getting tax dollars to follow them to religious schools in a case out of Maine. The court then tossed out a 100-year-old New York prohibition on people carrying concealed weapons outside of their homes and ruled it was unconstitutional, further strengthening the Second Amendment. And of course, on Friday, the landmark decision tossing out the 1973 decision, Roe v. Wade, that legalized abortion, sent it back to the states and countless Socialist Democrats into apoplectic seizures, claiming the court is no longer legitimate because it didn't agree with them. Others having been called for burning down the court, murdering justices that voted to overturn the law. Yes, the left has gone crazy. Some in the Senate have gone so far as to accuse the justices, some of them anyhow, of actually lying during their confirmation processes, which, of course, is predicated on complete falsehoods. Even a couple Republicans, like Liberal Senator Susan Collins of Maine, claims they misled her on big cases like Roe, of course. They didn't, because nominees never say how they're going to rule on a particular case, such as a claim is ridiculous. And worse, it's dangerous. Now, we're going to start with Bite 17. Neil Gorsuch's former law clerk slammed Senator Susan Collins and others that are making those false claims without evidence, saying they were lied to by the candidates to the Supreme Court, says they need to knock it off. Bite 17, listen to this.
Go. For Susan Collins to say that these two Supreme Court justices lied to her, it just shows that she did not do her homework and she has a fundamental misunderstanding of the law of precedent. And think about it this way. If you were a party before the Supreme Court, how would you feel if you got there, if you were this coach and you got there and you found out that the law didn't matter, the facts didn't matter, because Supreme Court justices traded your votes, traded their vote on your case for a senator's confirmation vote in a backroom deal years prior? We're not a third world banana republic. So Susan Collins needs to cool her rhetoric.
Cool her rhetoric. That's what needs to happen. Meanwhile, Minnesota Senator Tina Smith, she's among the loudmouth Democrats that are undermining the authority of the court. We're going to head to bite number three. And is now demanding she is falsely calling for Democratic reforms. What she really means is changing all the rules because Democrats can't win with the rules. And their radical ideas are consistently getting thrown out by Americans. So she wants to force her vision of the world onto you. Bite three, go.
What I'm talking about is the need for broad democratic reform here, starting with reforming the filibuster, reforming the rules of the Senate so that a minority in the United States Senate can't stop us from putting into place laws that the vast majority of Americans want. The protections of Roe versus Wade are broadly popular in this country, yet the United States Senate is unable to act on that view of Americans because of Senate rules. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about looking at reforming the Electoral College, or at least having some sort of a law around national popular vote so that presidents who are appointing Supreme Court justices have won the popular vote. And of course, I've talked also about court reform and what we need to do to make the court more accountable. But fundamentally, the most important thing, we can't be too distracted by that right now, because the most important thing is winning elections at the state level and at the federal level.
Well, that's right. You see, elections have consequences. And when you lose elections like you did, Senator, There are consequences. Oh, we'll only allow presidents who have the popular vote win to appoint justices. It's not how it works. The Electoral College is how it works, and I'm sorry, you're incapable of winning the way it's been set up. I'm sorry that small states have a say in this whole thing we call the United States of America. On to bite four, because those left-wing media outlets continue to gaslight you, telling you Americans support unfettered abortion. They don't. And they also think popular opinion should be reflected in the court's rulings, but it's not the way it works either. Popular opinion, it's not a popularity contest. But on NBC, they think it's enough to start a civil war, because it's not. Bite four, go.
You know, here's a case where the Supreme Court is doing a decision that is going to fly in the face of at least what polls tell us is a majority of Americans, maybe 60 to 70%. And if you look at human history and American history, that tends to push a society into civil war, or at least towards civil war, if it's something that's as basic as this.
But despite all the hysteria on the cases decided so far, the biggest case of all is still hanging out there, waiting to be released. It's odd that nobody's actually telling you that or paying attention. I have been for a few days now. I didn't realize how big this case was because I didn't expect them to go this way until I saw the decision in the Dobbs case out of Mississippi. You see, the court had its option. The court had the option to just decide the Mississippi case. They did, 6-3, by the way. But then the majority of the justices said, well, we need to go one step farther because the problem we have is a foundational problem with the law, with Roe v. Wade. And so they took the unusual extra step of saying, we now overturn Roe v. Wade, which is the foundational problem with what's happening in Mississippi and a bunch of other states across the country. And so I believe the biggest case yet is West Virginia versus EPA. And this case has the possibility, and I believe the likelihood now, of turning this entire nation on its head. And the way that we have been governed in the past several decades, actually, since the New Deal of the 1930s. Since the New Deal of the 1930s, this could turn everything on its head. Because what it would do is it would change our regulation nation. It would require Congress to do its job again, not just defer to the EPA or the IRS or the United States Department of Agriculture or any other department for that matter. They couldn't just defer to these other agencies for rules and for enforcement of those rules, which in fact are laws. This could change everything, everything that you've known in this country since 1935. We're going to talk about this in detail after the break here. This is the Steve Gruber Show. I'll explain in a moment.
If you're looking for a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because it's a great idea. But sometimes that doesn't work out. I found the Barking Boutique. They also suggest starting at the shelter. But if it doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do better, and he did. You can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com. New arrivals daily at thebarkingboutique.com.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.
Your your time to shop early while the selection is at its best is ticking away. Celebrate your 4th of July with a bang at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet. 3731 Ann Arbor Road, just a half a mile east of the East Michigan Avenue Mine. Get the biggest boom for your buck at Sparky's Fireworks Outlet. Save even more with a Sparky bundle. Don't let your 4th of July fizzle. Get to Sparky's Fireworks Outlet early and save big before it's too late.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.